surrounded by acres of lakes and mountains, was a trope movies used to beautify this industry. In my reality, being a writer was already a lonely, if not quite as picturesque, profession. I might be stubborn and stupid, but I wasn't about to leave Manhattan for any reason. Chances were, it's the only soulmate I'd find. I wasn't leaving it behind. So Tara had looked for other ways to keep me safe, which included possibly hiring a person to do it. While I had been concerned about the letters, I never considered their sender to be a serious threat. Hiring a bodyguard seemed like overkill. But here I was, interviewing bodyguards, dressed in skinny black leather jeans and my favorite off-the-shoulder cashmere sweater that hugged my hips. Tara had begged me to take the formal attire approach, but I didn't see the point. The person I was hoping to hire today would see me at my best, worst, and most casual, none of which would be me in a suit. I watched Tara's reflection in the floor-to-ceiling windows that boxed in her corner office. Unlike me, she did take the formal approach. She often dressed in bright colors to contrast with her smooth, dark skin. Today, she'd chosen gray slacks and a bright blue blouse. I was envious of her ability to look truly fantastic in the boldest of colors. I couldn't pull off such daring looks. In addition to her fashion sense, I'd also always admired her work ethic. Like me, she put her job before anything else, and it showed. Either Tara could sell an idea for top dollar, or she couldn't. Clearly, she could. Either I could write, or I couldn't. Clearly, I could. And when Tara realized I could, she signed me as her first client. Together, we got her this corner office. 3 more interviews. I stifled a groan. I knew I needed to be here to do this. With each passing day, he, she, whoever it was sending more letters and getting closer, but we were no closer to finding a good bodyguard, and I was cranky and hungry. That was a lethal combination, especially for a writer. I was one pen stroke away from killing off someone in my next book, and I was supposed to write love stories. I sipped my coffee and looked back down at my fellow New Yorkers scurrying about, desperately trying to make it wherever they were going on time and in one piece. From my viewpoint, they were nothing but ants on the hunt, taking orders from their queen. I blinked, and the group I'd been spying on disappeared through traffic. I wondered if this stalker was there, watching me watch them. Could he see me up here? A quick knock against the door brought me back to reality, and I spun on my heel to greet the intruder. "Come in," Tara said as she gathered her clipboard. She glanced at me, giving her best reassuring smile.
"Mrs. Johnson," Tara's assistant said, "Mr. James Blakely is here for his interview."
She stepped aside, and the finest male specimen I'd ever set eyes upon strode in. My breath caught. He was delicious. His dark gray suit was tailored to perfection and strained around his thighs as he walked toward us. My eyes trailed the length of his body, from his large black shoes to his long legs to his lean torso. His chiseled jaw held a 5 o'clock shadow, and his brown hair was cropped perfectly. I, without a doubt, would be fucking him in my dreams tonight. At the very least, he would inspire my latest heroine's next love interest. With each step he took, I could feel the confining layers of writer's block being stripped away. He offered his hand to Tara, who muffled a greeting, seemingly unaware of what had just stumbled into her office. That was what married life did to you. And for the first time in months, I was glad her single radar was broken, because the moment Mr. James Blakely walked into her office, he was mine. When he grasped my hand, his eyes softened, even though I was sure he'd noticed me eye-fucking him. He was probably used to it. A man like this commanded any room he walked into. The testosterone flowed from him in waves.